Hello, Tini.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. And we're going to be live next Wednesday at KCAL. So tune into KCAL Channel 9 News as well as 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, can't wait for this. This is when we get to be on television and get to be on the radio at the same time. And we have Adam Carolla, the Ace Man, is going to be on. So he is confirmed. And we always have many, many terrific, wonderful guests when we are live on KCAL 9 at the same time as we are live.
Nice job, retards.
All right.
All right. Before we get to this hot topic, Gina Grad. Did you hit on Brian Whitman during the break?
No.
Well.
Okay. Let me.
Yeah, just, kind of you did.
Brian, did I make an obscene gesture at you, or was it the other way around?
I tell you, it is a mental ward.
I did not make an obscene. Jerry was in the room. I did not make.
It is a state mental hospital.
Excuse me. Excuse you, too, Gina, for bending the truth like women in the corporate world do. Jerry, did I make an obscene gesture at Gina? I made an obscene gesture at someone's name, and I'm not going to mention whose name. There was a female's name on a piece of paper, and I saw it, and I went, oh, and I made a gesture toward her name. Gina then said, and I quote, oh, that was hot.
Did I? Or did I just say, like, wow?
No, you went, that was hot.
Oh.
And now you're going to deny.
Without a hint of sarcasm in my voice.
Right. See, now she's denying
no,
it.
No, Brian.
Now, and then she said, I said, Gina, I'm kind of hot. She goes, absolutely. She goes, look at your shirt. She goes,
shirt's hot.
She goes, you're wearing like a fashion op. She goes, shirt. She goes, that's like a $200-$300 shirt. And the way you just throw it on, you wear it with sneakers. She goes, that is hot. You're hot. And then she said to me again, you're hot. I was, like, really kind of aroused by that, and I left the room.
Brian?
Jerry heard it. Jerry, did you not hear it?
I heard it, but, I mean, I didn't even really know what you guys were talking about, to be honest.
We lost him after Fashion Ob.
Right, I didn't know if I – yeah, that's exactly where I
– Gina, it started because I made the gesture at the woman's name.
Yes.
You took it from there, sweetheart.
I did.
Okay. Thank you.
Brian, I find you very attractive.
I still think the greatest line ever is Randy Wang saying to Jerry Wachowski during a photo shoot, you were a really ugly guy, man.
That was unnecessary. I mean, I think if you're going to say something.
Well, what did you
He just called me an effing goblin a second ago.
Randy, what was the exact term you used to describe Jerry Wachowski at that photo shoot? What did you exactly say to him?
I think I said he's the ugliest man on the planet.
Okay.
And right now, I called him a goblin.
Actually, he looked right at him and had like almost a proud smile on his face and shook his head and said, God, you're ugly. And Jerry got pissed.
Now, back to me and you, Gina, seriously, because this is something we have to, this has to be vetted out.
Go ahead.
Let me do it. I got to tell you, man, I got to be completely honest with you, dude, because somebody has to. She's not hot for you, dude.
No, I'm not saying that that's not true. Yeah. I'm just saying that I hope that you guys, for the sake of the show, that you guys don't hit it.
Well, no, that's not going to happen. I mean, we're coworkers. You know, I'm a professional, Tim.
Okay.
But Gina made it clear, I thought, that
she wants you.
No, well, Gina made it clear that to her, there's a lot about me that's hot. Hot was the word that you were using.
There are some attractive things about you. And there are some hot things about
Gina,
you.
Gina, have you ever had sex and thought about Brian Whitman at the time?
Not yet.
Okay, and let's not, seriously, let's not, because we have a great topic that's very, very sexual anyway, so we'll get to the topic in just a second. Let's have an honest conversation.
Okay.
Without adding anything for the radio, because, you know, sometimes with talk radio, people have said to me, well, what do you, when you prepare for your talk show? I say, well, you take a 5 and you make it a 10. You know what I mean? You take something, you believe it's a 6 or a 7, but you say it like you believe it 10 or 11. You know,
right.
up the amp on it. Let's not do that. Let's just talk for real and honestly. Now, stop laughing. Don't be embarrassed. You suggested to me, true or false, in the room a moment ago, you suggested to me that I am hot.
Yeah.
Okay. I came in and told Tim. When I came in and told Tim that, was I making it up?
No.
Okay. I didn't make up what you said, right?
No.
Do you believe that Gina thinks you're hot?
Well, she just said she thinks I am.
Let me just ask you this.
Well, then ask her. Is he hot?
Okay. Can I just answer it with a question?
No.
Okay.
Well, she got. Well, you said I made a gesture which turned you on. I made a gesture toward a piece of paper.
It definitely shocked me.
All right, but let's ask Gina.
It shocked you. You know what the gesture is, right? You knew what I was doing in that gesture.
Well, I'm pretty sure you weren't mailing an envelope.
Do you think Brian Whitman is hot?
There are things that are hot about him. Is he right in the dead center of my attraction template? He's a little off, but I find him attractive in other ways.
Thank you, Gina.
You're very welcome.
And I you.
Okay. All right, let's get into this.
No, come on, come on.
What?
What are some of the... Please, Tim, for me, for a minute.
Brian, listen.
For just a minute, Tim. We got a week to fill. 3 hours a night.
Why do you need that in your life?
I'm just wondering what it is about me that Gina finds hot. I mean...
But whatever she's going to say, she's going to lie.
You're so arrogant.
You're so arrogant.
The way you put me. She doesn't work for me. She works for CBS, and I work for CBS.
Of course she's going to be kind to you.
The way you put me down, you love to see me.
I'm just saying that you shouldn't do that to her.
She offered it. I was standing in a room.
Don't put her in a position where she's got to BS you about you.
You are something else.
Oh, you don't even know.
Oh, you don't even know half of it.
Until this show's over. I'm going to kick you in the ass in that parking lot. I'm going to take you apart.
I can't get one compliment from her. And she just spit it out. She brought it up. She went, oh, wow, that was hot. And I said, what? And she said, that was hot. I said, really? I said, oh, Gina, there are some hot things about me. She goes, yeah, look at your shirt. She goes, it's like a $200-$300 shirt. And you just like throw it on. You wear it with your jeans. She goes, that's hot. She goes, that's like the way you wear it is hot. She went on this little hot rant about me, a little rant about me, a little hot rant, a little hot rant.
You know what, Brian?
Hot. Yeah.
I think that the overall attractive thing about you combines the two things. The fact that you do just, you know, sort of devil may care, throw on a very expensive shirt with your, you know, running shorts, or, you know, whatever.
Well, I'm not wearing shorts. Well, I don't know what I'm wearing track pants.
Yes, you're with your track pants. But it's like... I always think that the most attractive thing about somebody or the funniest thing is never what they say. It's how they say it.
Right. So, and the mean.
And everything, how you say things is attractive because it's very charming. It's very, you know, it's really feeling very romantic right now. It's very charismatic.
Oh, I'm charismatic.
Yeah. And so then you just like, you know, this old thing, this old shirt, you know, I only wear this one. I don't care how I look. You know, it's like your $500 fashion ob shirt. It's hot.
And my car and everything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, gang.
Thank you, Gina. And by the way, you, Gina, if I may say, Tim, may I? Or you keep pointing to the clock. We have till 11. Gina, you also are among the most talented female persons with whom I've ever worked in radio with your ability to do voices and dialects and characterizations. And I mean that.
We have that on tape, right? Because that was like the hugest compliment ever.
Well, I meant every word of it.
Thank you very much.
So, and you're very beautiful also. So you too are very charming.
I'm a catch, would you say?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I would absolutely say that.
If Brian was black, would you date him?
That's the only thing that's standing in between our love.
You just date black guys?
Huh?
Was I out that night? I mean, I know I've missed a few shows, but you only date black dudes?
Well... If there's, you know, somewhere in the lineage, I like to mix it up a little bit.
Oh, yes. No, like 5 generations ago, we were in Africa, the Whitmans.
Really?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we were.
Oh.
All right. All right, folks. Halloween is coming up on Wednesday.
You don't help me at all. Not one
Wednesday.
Bit. You don't help me at all.
Brian.
You know, when I need your help, you're not there.
When you ask somebody for a compliment, it is not a true compliment.
Tim, let me say this to you. I got to get up out of my chair because now I'm pissed off. I did not ask her for a compliment.
You did afterwards.
She offered it. You then came
don't
on.
Ask her
don't
for
you
it.
You talk to me like that. You then came on the air and said, Gina, did you just call Brian? Did you just hit on Brian Whitman? You brought it up, my friend. I was not going to bring it up on the air. And by the way.
Except when a guy's in his 7-Eleven and he goes, hey, folks, I'm about to put a dollar in the Jerry Lewis box. Watch this. Bingo. Oh, nothing. Just given to MDA. Thank you very much. Enjoy your Slurpees. You know, that's not a real charitable act.
You know what it is, Tim? Here's the problem that I think you have. It's a fundamental problem that we're having tonight. I got a compliment from Gina, who's the only girl on the show. Gina's very attractive. I think everybody's
still up in the air.
Everybody thinks Gina's sexy and all that. And the guys who listen think she's hot. They look at her online.
That's true.
Okay. She compliments me, calls me hot.
Right.
Suggests in a couple of ways, in different ways, that I'm attractive. Then you move on from it. You want to throw, water on the fire. Like a buddy would, like, help me out. And by the way, Gina, God love Gina, and I do, too. There's women listening to this program who feel the same way. They don't know me in person. They don't see me. And Gina was describing a lot of physical attributes, I think, which I normally don't hear much about. But most of your compliments were rooted in my physical, the physicality of me. I'm sorry. Turn her microphone on, Jerry, please. What did you say?
I said absolutely.
Thank you. So the listeners, they don't see the physicality. They just hear me. And there are females who listen to the show who feel the same way Gina does. Now, what is it about you, Tim? Well, you want to drag me down. I mean, why wouldn't you build me up, try to help me out, your friend, your co-host, your partner on the air? Whether it's management and Tom Likas or Gina hitting on me, you want to kick me down instead of hold me up?
You came into the studio and you said, Gina just hit on me.
It's what happened. She did hit on me. If a guy did to her what she did to me, if I was a chick and she was a guy, it would be something for human resources.
Okay. All right. But
for me, forget you. I mean, I'm thrilled beyond belief. I'm not going to human resources.
I'm just saying.
Now,
I
I'm
remember,
happy to know this now.
I remember a day.
I am.
All right.
Shut up, Jerry,
please. I remember a day when I learned this from my grandparents.
Yes.
Most of my grandmother. She said to me when I was a young kid, six, 7 years old,
Tim,
people don't like when you brag.
Not bragging, Tim. How many?
They don't like when you talk about how much money you own or how much money you have, or what kind of car you drive, where you live in a big house.
Brag?
How long you been in radio business?
I'm a braggart? Get the F out of here. I boast?
You do. You boast about. Remember when you took that? You were going to take that job in Philadelphia, and I said, "Oh, you auditioned for the job in Philadelphia."
You brought it up. You brought it up on the air, my friend. I don't. No.
Listen. Remember when I said? Remember when I said to you, "All right, this is great because this is actually better than the topic." But remember when
this is pissing me off now?
Do you remember when you said you were going to take that job in Philadelphia? Right.
I will say. Want to say something to you? Do I have an opportunity to say something on this program?
Yes, sir.
I was offered a job in Philadelphia. I never mentioned it on the air. On a Friday night when Malibu Dan was here, you, my friend, brought it up.
Right.
I never brought it
but
up.
But I said to you, I said, hey, so you're going to audition for a job in Philadelphia, and you look at me like I just shot you in the face with a shotgun.
And I said to you,
and you said, I don't audition for jobs.
Well, it's true. It happens to be true. I don't audition.
I don't audition for jobs.
Not radio jobs.
They give me jobs or they don't give me jobs. I no longer audition for jobs.
I said that I don't audition for radio jobs. And how long have you been harboring that, Tim?
But isn't that...
It's just the truth. I'm not a braggart. How dare you, Tim?
You should never compliment yourself.
You know what? All I do on this show, and anybody who listens to this show...
I remember a day when people wouldn't talk about how much money they had or where they lived or what kind of car they were driving.
Talk about how much money
you spent on your jacket. You've told me many times where you wear that Saks Fifth Avenue jacket. You'd peel it open. You look at the... You go, hey, look at this. What do you think this jacket costs? Did you not do that?
Yeah, I did that once before I knew what an a-hole you were. I thought
you're walking around showing everybody your Saks Fifth Avenue jacket. Go, look what I did.
I showed you.
Look what I did.
We were talking about my high school reunion.
When we first met, you said, look at my website. Look at all the stuff I did. Look what I did here. Look what I did here. Look what I did there. Look at me.
Yeah, I want you to know more about me. Forget it now. I'm a braggart. Tim, let me say something to you.
Stop it.
Let me say something to you, and you better hear this. You better hear this loud and clear, my friend.
Don't compliment yourself. I learned that at six.
I should be getting laid. I'm going to say two things. And both are equally important.
Okay.
I sleep nude.
I don't have human children.
Those are not the two things. Here's the first thing. Number one, I am not a braggart. I do not boast. Number two, all I have ever done from the moment I got into this position on the air with you is try to make you, my partner, look good and be better on the air. I have tried to... whenever, not that you need my help, but I've never tried to elbow you or kick you in the shins or knock you down or throw hot water on your little, throw cold water on your little fire. I would never do that to you. I sit here and I'm the most respectful co-host you could ever find. I'm nice to you on the air and off the air. I think I'm very gracious to you. You tell stories I've heard 9,000 times on the air. I laugh like it's the first time I heard it. And you attack me like this. This is an outrage. And so out of left field. And it starts with me getting complimented by a woman. I mean, I get a compliment from a chick calling me hot, and you turn into, Mr. Hyde over there and start insulting me, and that I'm a braggart, and I talk about this. Get the hell out of here. I don't brag. I have nothing to, what do I have to brag about? All I talk about on this show is how depressed I am. And I'm on antidepressants. I brag about going to the pharmacy? Jesus Christ.
Have you not said that you never date chicks that aren't nines or tens?
That's true.
That's bragging, dude. Have you ever left your Black American Express card out? Or have you ever paid for a meal and said, hey, look what I got?
I have never on the air ever said anything about my credit cards. You've
not,
said it.
Not on the air, but have you ever been to a restaurant and said, hey, let me pay. I got the Black American Express.
No, I have never done that. And I would never bring that up. I'm not even confirming what you're saying is true. You've brought it up. Madeline Boudin has brought it up. Others have brought it up. I would never bring that up. Tim, I can't believe you.
You ever started in with, I've been 21 years in this business?
Sometimes I have to say that to get a little bit of respect or to drive home a point with Jerry or Randy, who I think could learn a thing or two from the experience that you and I have. Now I feel sick to my stomach. I feel physically sick. I was never treated like this at any other job.
Rosie in La Mirada, you're on 97.1.
Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
You are so hot.
Excuse me. Thank you. Thank you.
You know what? You are so hot. And when they played you on the air the other night when you had to go with your grandma, to see your grandma,
yes,
that made you even hotter because that showed your sensitive side. And
well,
I've only glimpsed you on the computer one time, but just listening to you for so long, I swear, you are very, very hot.
That's
very
a huge attractive. Bitch!
Excuse me. I'm sorry for that. Yes.
I'm not huge.
Jerry is playing those sound effects, and I apologize.
I know,
at Tim's direction.
That's not true.
That is absolutely
not
true.
That is not true.
Rosie, go
Tim's
ahead, please.
Jealous. He's right. Jealous.
It's not about Tim, Rosie. This is about you and me.
I know.
What do you look
but,
like,
you know,
sweetheart?
Listen. I'm married, but if I wasn't, I would be knocking on your door, believe
well,
me.
Well, thank you. I'd answer it.
Mother effer.
I would. I'd answer the door.
I love you.
Thank you, Rosie.
Don't ever think for a minute that you're not any woman's desire because you are.
He is.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Rosie.
Thank you, Rosie.
Cool. All right. Take care of yourself.
That's very sweet.
Now, see, that is a perfect example of you let other people compliment you.
Who presses
and,
the...
And by the
no,
way...
No, stop
start
for
to
just
believe,
a minute. Stop.
When you start to believe...
Stop for just a minute.
...the press...
Who on this show hits the button to turn calls on and off?
I do.
Right. You let her talk. I didn't. You lead. I follow.
I'm just saying,
Brian. By the way, and you attack me. I sit here and I follow along and I think I try to do what I can. I try to offer what I can offer. And then on the air like this, you turn on me. Or I get a little something going with Gina for a second where maybe Gina thinks I'm hot or the audience thinks I'm hot. And what do I get from you for the 3 years of being, I think, a pretty faithful sidekick? I get you S-ing on it. You really, really should examine your own behavior.
You point at me.
You should examine your own behavior from a distance. Try for a moment to step outside yourself, sir.
Brian, I'm just saying when guys start to believe their own S,
I believe
it's the beginning of the end.
Tim.
When you start to believe things that are written about you or
Tim,
or either compliments or, insults.
Tim, I have never... There has been so 90% of my contributions to this show have been about A, my depression, B, my physical, me being fat and overweight, which you mentioned all the time.
That's not true.
90% of the time, I am the joke. That's true. I'm the foil on this show.
Yeah,
I'm the foil. And that's okay. But for a moment, you know, a fire gets lit for a moment. And we're like, whoa, wow, Gina's kind of hitting on Whitman a little bit. But I'll fix that, man. I'll fix his wagon, man. Why couldn't you help me out, Tim?
Because you came in here and you said, hey, Gina just hit on me.
It's true. Gina, didn't you do that? She did that. I'm not making it up.
And then I asked Gina, did you hit on
him? And she went on a rant about me being attractive.
Did you hit on
him? I didn't create this. And God forbid I get one nice thing said about me by a woman, and you want to, you know, put that fire out.
I made an observation, and I think it...
Did you hit on him?
Brian, would you say I was hitting on you?
No, I'm asking you, Gina. Did you hit on him?
Yeah, I think this is maybe a question for HR. I just think I've tried to pay him a nice compliment.
Thank you. I appreciate the compliment.
Did you hit on him, though?
God forbid you. Right. And now he's going to force you to say you didn't.
I'm just asking you.
Right, because you've done it pretty quick.
Get the Christ out of here.
Pretty quickly.
Everybody's so effing sensitive on this planet.
Unbelievable.
Wish everybody was more like me.
Yeah, to help a buddy out, right? Really kind of, yeah.
You really do.
And
is that too much of a compliment?
And I'm a braggart now, and all the things you've been harboring, all this stuff that came out of you.
Get out of here.
No, you... You
with the money and the credit. Look at you. Look what you're putting on the counter every night. You put a money clip there with $300 or $400 bills in it for everyone to see. Then your Black American Express card. We know you got money.
Tim.
Stop.
There are...
Drive that Mercedes around.
Tim, there are nights when I have no money in here, and I've never mentioned my credit card. I'm furious at you.
Stop throwing money around here like
I'm furious at you.
Like Donald Trump.
God damn it.
A-hole. Never seen that before. Guy walks around with a shirt that says American Express on it, black card. And he actually did say this to me. And I'm glad that guy left the studio because he'll be furious at this. He goes, do you know how few people my age who have a Black American Express card? He did say it's Conway Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM. Go to the commercial.
I'm sitting here right now getting yelled at about mother effing headphones. Tim,
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Conway Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. I get a call from a buddy during the break, and all guys are like this. So I understand, you know, you thinking that Gina hit on you. But, you know, guys are just like that. Guys will think that the smallest little thing a chick does is a chick hitting on you. Like, you know, he says he's told his wife, don't even smile at the gardeners. Don't smile at the garbage men. Because they... Guys will take it the extra mile.
Sure, sure.
And I just assumed that you've learned by now, you know,
right,
that chicks do some things that aren't necessarily hitting on you.
Right.
I'm just trying to help you out, my brother.
Right. No, you're trying to knock me down.
That's not true. I'm just trying to tell you, I know what hitting on and what ain't hitting on.
You weren't in the room, Tim. I don't want to discuss it anymore with you.
All right, let's move on. All right, Halloween
And I did not, before the commercial break, the last thing you said, I said, about my credit card, I never said that to you.
And about your Black American Express?
And then you ran into there and said, go to commercial.
Because we were 5 minutes late.
You saw me running back into the studio.
I didn't see you. I thought you were going to run and rape Gina or something.
No,
you're
saw
all crazy.
Me running back in here to set the record straight.
I was going
to
go in there and protect Gina from your crazy hormones.
Right.
You're like an 18-year-old kid walking around
Right, I'm
here.
A groper. Right, right. You got to watch me.
Wiener all crazy.
Right, right, sure.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Gina?
I don't know what's going on.
Gina?
Oh,
nothing.
My God.
Gina.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Who are you?
I'm Brian, Gina. I don't. What's wrong?
Please.
You know what it is? She goes on the air for too long, and she gets, I think she gets stage fright almost, you know, sometimes in the middle of a segment. Gina,
I can be gassy.
I'm just trying to help you from radical depression, buddy.
Me?
Yes.
You're not trying to help me from anything.
Yeah, because look, because when you get your hopes
you
up
tried to upset
that somebody's going to,
that
somebody's hitting on you.
I was having a great night. I was having a great night. And then Gina told me I'm hot. That was awesome. And then you destroy it. But that's what you do.
You said that Gina wanted to have sex with you.
I did. I never said that.
Well, hitting on you.
I never. I said Gina hit on me. Yeah.
Right. And I'm just telling you.
I stand by that.
But I'm just telling you, dude. You've got to recognize that chicks do stuff like that when they're not hitting on you.
You have to recognize.
See, I don't want a chick to come in here one night with these fishnet stockings on, and she looks at you a certain way. All of a sudden, you're on top of her like an animal.
Right. Here's what you need to realize, my friend. You were in this room. I was in that room with Gina. You didn't hear what was said. You were not in the room.
I know. I'm just telling you.
Were you in the room?
I was not.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
No further questions.
I'm just telling you, dude. Chicks do that crap all the time. They ain't hitting on you. They just blow it off. I don't know what she's doing in there. So crazy.
Well, again, were you in the room?
I wasn't in the room. I'm just saying, dude.
I have no further questions.
Listen.
Let the record show, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, that Mr. Conway has said on more than one occasion he was not in the room. So how could a man who was not even in the room create such a word picture of what might have happened based on dialogue that he didn't even hear? He wasn't in the room.
I know, but there's just a lot of stink attached to a guy saying, hey, I think she hit on me.
A guy say that all the time to their buddy. Hey, dude, I think she maybe... But when that's in 2.5 years, I've said that to you one time. One time, Tim, in 2.5 years. There has never been another time that I have said to you the words, quote, I think she hit on me.
She likes me.
No, I did not even say that. I said, I think she hit on me. One time in 2.5 years, and you turned me into some egomaniac.
Nah, you have this, like, crazy confidence thing with chicks. I only date 9s and 10s.
Oh, you're such a nut.
I only, chicks are, they
what?
They love me for this. They love me for that.
You know what? I have made more fun of myself.
Just talking about how much,
huh?
How great you are.
Right. Yeah. I have made
fantastic.
We have made more fun of me on this show, at my expense. My weight, my looks, my skin condition, my bald head, my fat face, has been a subject on this show more often than anyone else's negatives or
That's true.
Physical
I'll give you
attributes.
That.
So
that's what makes a good team. Listen,
fine, I'm fine.
If Larry and Curly went to the studio head and say, "Hey, I don't want Mo to hit me anymore," do you think they'd still do Three Stooges movies?
Tim, we can get.
Do you?
No.
But wouldn't they stop production immediately?
But we could. You and I could talk about.
It's a team.
We could talk
do
about.
Do your share.
Oh, do my share. I do my share every night I'm here. Every night I'm here.
Which has been every night this week so far.
Right. And I'll be here every night this week. I do my share. And you know what? But one time, just one time in the 2.5 years going on 3 years we're together on the air, I get something like positive from the chick. And I say it. And I can't even do it once.
You're always saying, nah, that chick isn't cute enough for me. I'd never date her.
I do not.
She's not a 9 or a 10.
I do not talk like that. You're a liar. You lie to the audience.
She's not hot enough for me.
You're a liar. Tim,
I'm a hot dude.
Yeah, I say that.
Expensive jackets.
Right, I say that.
How much does jacket cost?
Right, I do that. No, I do this all the time. Yeah. You, Tim Conway Jr., are a liar.
Did you say to me how much you know how much this jacket was? Did you ever say that?
Because you made a joke.
Yes or no?
Yeah, because you called it a real estate. You said, hey, Babu, how many houses did you sell today, man?
It looked like a Century 21 jacket.
Right. So I had to say, F you, Tim. It's an expensive jacket. I defended myself.
I know, but
because you attacked me. I showed up at a live remote in an expensive jacket.
I know, but the typical line is not, you know how much this was?
Well,
the typical line is, yeah, you should see my other jacket. My other jacket looks like a Remax.
The typical line to your partner when you barely know him, when we just start working together, is not to tell him that his jacket's ugly at a live event.
But don't you understand that most guys, that's what they do to friends?
Yes, I got it
they
now.
They insult them.
I know. know you now, but this was like our first live event.
That's what guys do.
Well, you don't tell your partner at his first, when he's probably a little nervous, it's his first live event for the radio station, you tell him his jacket looks like something from Century 21. That's mean, Tim. You were mean and rude. So I responded by telling you just how much that jacket cost.
I didn't say it was a Century 21 jacket. I asked you simply, hey, how many homes did you move this week?
And it's a gold jacket, a light gold jacket. So I know what you meant. You
and
know.
Then you start with, hey, you know how much this was?
Right. I'm going to tell you how
you
much.
You open up that jacket and you look at that Saks Fifth Avenue.
Yeah, I'm going to do that to you.
It was like $1,800 or something?
It was not that expensive. I even forget now.
No, you know how much it was.
Yeah, I do remember.
How much was it?
I'm not to get the F.
How much was it?
I'm not telling you.
Was it $1,500?
I didn't think it was, yeah. Do you know what, Tim? That was only to defend myself from your attack.
Yeah, but that's not defending. That adds fuel to the fire.
Yeah, clearly. You remember
it. It does.
3 years later, you're a nut. I work with a nut. People who listen to this show think I'm a nut. They think, okay, fine. By the way, I am a nut. If you think I'm a lunatic, that's fine. I am nuts. I am crazy. Yes, yes, I'm nuts. I don't dispute that. What is not said enough on this show is how crazy you are, pal. Because you're a real lunatic in your own right.
Did you have dinner with Sarah and Sohi this weekend? You are the king of the lunatics. The god of dysfunction.
Keep
going. You should do that. You are. You're the king of the lunatics.
Makes you
better than anybody crazier in my life than you. The highs and the lows and these expensive jackets and they're throwing your credit cards around and these Mercedes and you're like
I was having
a billionaire. You're projecting you're a billionaire to everybody.
That is
look at me. Look at me. Look at this. Look at this.
Is so untrue and so outrageous.
Look.
And so unfair that you would do this to me on the air.
How dare you?
How dare I? You're a liar.
How dare you call me a liar?
You are a liar and you're a nut. You're a liar.
Everything I've said tonight is true.
Everything he has said is not true.
And if you press him on it, he'll admit it.
Yeah. What I've said tonight, which I think is really important to say, and I'm going to repeat it, and then I have nothing else to say. We, on this show, the storyline is always Whitman's a nut, Whitman's a nut. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen, listening to this program?
It's true.
That is true. I am a nut.
Thank you. It's Conway Whitman, live on 97.1 Free FM.
But you're a nut, too. That's mean, Tim. You were mean and rude.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Now, there have been a lot of calls about the topic that we had
we'll do it
teased.
Tomorrow.
Right. We're going to do that topic tomorrow on this station at this time. That's mean, Tim.
You were mean and rude. Gina in there. With her mime work and her crazy apartment and her weird life. I got Jerry Wachowski in here. He's 25 years old. Lives with his parents. Has a huge monkey on his back and depressed out of his mind. I got Randy Wang, who I see in there is doing another impersonation of John Boyle for apparently no reason. And then I got you in here. With your telling everybody about your credit cards and your hot chicks and your Century 21 jacket.
My total insanity. And then there's you, too.
And then there's the Rock of Gibraltar.
Right. I don't know how you do it. You guys
should be very fortunate that I come in every night. And
not at all eccentric.
Keep you guys sane.
Not at all eccentric. Very steady. Very even.
Thank you.
Right. No quirks about you at all. No, Tim. No.
Thank you very much.
You're right. Even Steven right there.
So,
never unpredictable, you know, same mood every night.
Thank you very much.
I don't know how you do it, man.
The mood slightly changes with how crazy the four of you are.
Man, I don't know how you do it. It's like you're trapped in here with all the crazies. Yet you're so, I mean, you know, you're not quirky or anything. No, you're straight down the line, man.
Just like a normal guy, right?
Right, absolutely. Totally.
Man.
Yep.
No OCD,
nothing.
No counting.
Nothing with you. No, nothing at all.
Telling everybody how great I am.
Right. Yeah, totally charming, easy to work with, totally predictable.
Thank you very much.
Even Steven.
Thank you very much. All right.
A real rock.
Thank you. That's the way my dad raised me. Thank you very much.
Steady ship. A steady ship. Even though the waves may crash and tumble, the ship stays steady, Captain.
That's what it's been like. For 11 years, I've been the captain of this steady ship. Go ahead. You guys should all thank me every night for adding the sanity
to this show.
To this show.
Right, because it would, without you, just
Without me... Right.
Be all, a bunch of lunatics. It would be
it
like...
It would just be like putting a microphone in a nut house.
Right, in a mental hospital with everybody in the white sheets. That's
exactly right.
Running around, and you just kind of overhear their chatter from the mental ward, from the psychiatric ward.
Crying and yelling and bragging and bitching and depression.
And miming.
Miming and singing in Japanese and doing impersonations of John Boyle all over the place.
Right, everybody
Jerry Wyschosky with his bad rap music. You in here with all your craziness.
Right, sure. I don't know how you do it.
And I keep it all together.
It's really amazing. With no quirks of your own.
Thank you very much.
Really.
All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.